He doesn't decide. This is the nature of beauty, to catch the eye, right? To jump out. The beauty expresses itself. That's the existence to us. If you could appreciate it, you don't hang on to the small, limited need of the animal to survive. You know that it's much more than that. I hope God will bless you with that taste of beauty to appreciate the beauty. If not, the rest is only pain, nothing else. May your life be full of happiness to you next week. What was your question? You had a question several times, you tried it.
Oh, I had a stick.
Yes.
Would the 12 have anything to do with astrology?
With what?
With the 12 signs? Would that have?
Where do they come from? The 12 signs. You know that the month started with the 60 days. The first calendar ever is 60 days, and there are 6 months. Later, they make it 12. They divide it. That's what it is. This 60 is a magical number. It's before Egyptians. Because in Egypt, in the oldest residue of the Egyptian culture, we find this 60, which is the 60 minutes, 60 seconds, and all that which is remaining now. That's the started month was 60, because that 6 was important. This is the difference. I had prepared a lecture for this. And even I didn't want to, I worked hard. I prepared that lecture for a special night of Yalda, which I was going to talk about mythology, the source of mythology. Somehow I didn't feel good that night, I didn't give the lecture. The basic of that, maybe one day I will explain to you, because you should learn about this mythology. Mythology is an amazing subject. It's always pretty, and it looks like a cheating stuff, because we ignore the differentiation between mythology and the history. Mythology belongs to a period of humanity. Then there is another period which is opposite of that. We don't mention this. We want to bring that mythology in this period of time. It doesn't work. There are two different manners for a human being. The first one, the primitive one, is to try for harmony, to harmonize yourself with the nature. This is the birthplace of mythology. And all the stories, mythic stories, are lovely, because they talk about unification, coming in peace with everything. Okay? Something around almost 2,000 years ago, we changed our attitude. We decided not to become in peace with the nature. Let's rule it, conquer it, modify it, change it. We use that creation as oppositions of nature. Then we became the owner and this stuff. This is what we are now. The second logic, the logic of Wazir, appeared. Before that, the Wazir is not there. The king is only king. And the king talks to everyone. Then there is the filtration of Wazir. Systematic thinking will make you a tendency to tame the nature, as the nature is an animal and you are the master. In this period of time, that mythology is going on, but the essence is not there. So our understanding is mixed and blah, blah, blah. This definition will help a lot to understand why the oldest stories we have, the oldest remaining of the human culture, which is the most primitive one, is beautiful. And the recent one is the opposite, and it doesn't work. So mythology looks like a bunch of lies, a bunch of daydreaming about something impossible, because it's in that magical language and all that, suddenly it's that. So it's a very difficult topic, the myth and mythology. Inshallah, one day we'll talk about it. خداحافظ.